This is a KUNV Studios original program.
You're listening to Special Programming, brought to you by itswhereiam.com. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, Las Vegas. This is Dr. G on It's Where I Am on 91.5 FM KUNV. I have an exciting show, I think, this morning, and I'm really looking forward to introducing to all of you today Miss Cassandra Cotton, who is a marriage and family therapist intern, and she's joining us today to present her foundation, the Neba L. Wright Foundation. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning, Dr. Janice. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Oh, you know, it's my privilege. And so let's just jump right in if you're ready to. So your foundation, the Neba L. Wright Foundation, can you explain and introduce what the foundation is to our listeners?
Will do. So when I talk about Neba L. Wright Foundation, I'm speaking about a beautiful young lady who is my daughter, who lost her life when she was 43 years old. Mm. So this foundation is named after her. It was my way of finding purpose to her short stay here on earth. So the Neba L. Wright Foundation, again, is named after my daughter, and it's there to help.
So 43 years, Cassandra, that is such a short amount of time for this young person to be taken from you and your family at such an early age. And so if I'm understanding correctly, Cassandra, that when you decided to move forward and create this foundation in honor of celebrating your daughter's life, it was with the intent on helping others to make sense of their grief and loss related to maybe the loss of a loved one, or really the loss associated with something significant in one's life or in a family's life. And so, you know, I have your mission statement in front of me, and I'd like to read it and share this with our listeners. So the mission for the Neba L. Wright Foundation is to minimize burdens by providing support, care, and resources to individuals and families, allowing them to create a foundation of healing and hope in a time of loss.
Yes.
That just yes, warms my heart and fills my soul. And so your daughter passed away. And one way of trying to find purpose, I believe you said, was to create this foundation. So can you speak and share and inform our listeners, Cassandra, in regards to what the foundation does?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and again, thank you. Understanding that no journey of grief is the same. Yet, each person that experiences grief needs the one most powerful thing. And it's not always words, but it's support. And that's why we're here to help. It's a topic that's really tough for people to talk about, especially in a lot of communities. You know, you say the word grief, and immediately people are, you know, they kind of want to go in within themselves. But we want to be there to support them, to give them that space and that time where they can just speak freely. Or if they don't want to speak, they're here, they're there. We're there just to listen and to support and provide that support that they need.
Now I had the privilege and the honor of supporting one of your events that you facilitated and put together late last year, leading up to the holidays. And it was really a celebration of bringing individuals together and having a safe forum where collectively we could talk about loss and identify healthy ways in which we can grieve individually, collectively, and to be surrounded and feel the warmth and the support from, if you will, being wrapped with a sense of community. And I found it to be such a powerful event because I had lost my mom last year. And still having or going through that process of experiencing everyday living like it's the first time, because it's the first time no longer having my mom around and in my life. And, you know, it was really, I think, that catalyst for me, Cassandra, that helped push my healing forward in such a positive way. And I really do attribute your event as helping me slowly start moving along in my healing trajectory. And so, you know, I'm really hoping, though, listeners can identify and relate to is understanding that the Neba L. Wright Foundation is a foundation that supports our community and community members in having access to others where they can just be and exist and experience what it is that they need to experience and not be shamed or embarrassed or they can just be and be present and have others wrap them with that care and that kindness that I felt I was so fortunate to have received by participating in one of your events. So can you talk a little bit more, Cassandra, around what the foundation does for the community and a little bit more detail and how it's really focused on helping those just manage their grief and loss?
Yes. So Dr. G and I really appreciate you talking about our end of the year event. And again, we want to be able to provide a safe space. But not only that, bring people together in one room, people who are experiencing loss or not experiencing loss, but may know someone who is experiencing loss, and educating or providing an opportunity to hear from people as yourself and other people in the community who've experienced it. And so, because sometimes people feel, I mean, and I did, you know, even though I worked in the hospice world for 31 years, it just, you know, loss is lost when it hits you and it's different. And so I was lost for words and not knowing which direction to go in. So when you're bringing people together, people who are experiencing the same thing, but yet come in, have some fun, because if you remember, we had games and we had food.
Yes.
And it's one thing about bringing people together with food. And so as I remember, there was a lot of laughter in the room and there was tears in the room. But guess what? We all experienced the same thing. And whether we had actually lost a loved one or we knew someone that had, we could all relate to each other, and we were there to support each other and to love on each other. So one of the things that Neba L. Wright Foundation hope to do is provide seminars and courses and workshops that would teach our community members to understand grief, because, again, people don't like to talk about it, to understand the grief process and then to better support not just your family member, but people in the community, you know, because a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what to say, or, you know, or I didn't call them because I didn't know what to say. And so helping people to understand, just being present, is so important. So I'm grateful that you actually talked about our end of life, our grief and loss workshop that we had during the holidays.
Well, and I think you hit it spot on, Cassandra, in that it's hard for individuals to talk about loss and and the vulnerability associated with the process of grieving. And I really appreciate how you highlighted that it is so individual, that grieving looks very differently for each one of us. And and you know, then when we add the complexity of identifying feelings and then processing feelings, you know, it just becomes so layered on and on top of so many different complexities, that if this is not something that is part of our daily living or family culture, that that having the tools to be equipped to grieve, quote, appropriately, unquote, you know, we don't really know how to do that. And sometimes, you know, this is almost like a taboo subject because it's so uncomfortable. And so for me, I was really excited when you accepted my invitation to come on the show, because I feel like that this is something that it shouldn't be so taboo. And as a community, as families, you know, we should have the vocabulary to engage in conversations around death. Because that's very much part of living and very much part of our human experience. And so, you know, again, I just want to thank you for honoring your daughter, but creating this foundation and really supporting and helping so many others and not feeling so isolated and alone.
You know, if you look at the acronyms of NEBA, it stands for Never Ever Be Alone. And that is exactly the message for the community. We want them to know that they're not alone, and that if they would reach out, or, you know, because that's a time sometimes when people just kind of want to be by themselves, and it's okay. But we wanted them to know that there were people out there that were ready to embrace, let them just talk if they so choose, or if they needed resources or information, we wanted to be able to provide that. It took different journeys. A lot of my board members, very diverse in their stories, but it took different journeys. It served as an inspiration to establish this foundation, because people, again, grieve so differently. And so we wanted to just, again, have that open forum where people could do that, grieve the way they wanted to, but to have that support. It's interesting, I talk about grief being, or going through the journey of grief being like going up a crooked ladder. You know, at the top of that ladder, there's hope and there's love and there's comfort and there's peace.
Yes.
And you want to get to that. You want to get to that. And so you try climbing up that ladder, and sometimes you get halfway there and you fall back down. But we want them to know that there's somebody there that will help them get up that ladder. And if you fall back down again, it's okay. If we think about the five stages of grief and loss, we know that those feelings are real. And we want to normalize those things. You know, the feeling of depression, of hopelessness, you know, anger even, you know. I will admit, Dr. G, I was very angry about a 43-year-old, you know, never was sick, And then all of a sudden, you know, and I had to ask God why, you know. So we want to normalize those things for people,
yes.
but also be there to support them where, and where they are, you know, where they are.
So, Cassandra, you are a marriage and family therapist intern, and this is your, I'm going to view really as kind of like your second career, if you will, because you had worked in hospice for 31 years. Incredible. That's just incredible. And I just get chills. I'm looking, you know, at my arms right now, and I'm getting goosebumps because just the number of families, though, that I feel you were able to touch over 31 years is just empowering, and it's very moving for me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And so I want to talk about, though, let's take a look at this, at the stages of grief model for a minute. And so you and I both reference the Kubler-Ross stages of change or stages of grief and loss, because that's been around for a while, and there's been a lot of research that really highlights that these are very common stages in which someone may go or experience through, and it's not a linear process.
Yeah.
You know, we could go forward, we could go backwards. You know, we could go from one stage to another stage, and then back to the other stage that we were in previously. And so there's no rhyme or reason or correct way to grieve. But these are some stages that has been identified. So, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and so I want to say, and I appreciate that you said these five stages of grief and loss. So there is another stage that has been added, and it's creating new meaning. And for me, this has been really significant in my own thinking as I heal and move forward without having my mom present in my life, just creating new meaning in how I live my life, and maybe how I create new rituals or habits to incorporate my mom differently in just meaningful events that occur throughout the year and that are important to me in my life or in my family's life. And this getting to this stage, it doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, we use the word triggers, and a trigger can be viewed as a negative or as a positive. And sometimes it could be a scent, a smell, a song might come on the radio. You know, a place that we go to that we might have frequented with a loved one, we pass it, and it can just flood us with memories, and it can be positive memories, or sometimes it can be negative memories, because the negativity comes with the sense of sorrow related to loss, and brings up those intense grief feelings. The Niebuhr L. Wright Foundation is an opportunity for individuals to seek out support, help, maybe just an ear sometimes, just having somebody to be there and just listen. Or provide psychoeducation on the process of grief and loss. You know, this is, I really appreciate that. I feel, I don't know if I want to use the word to normalize, but it's okay to talk about grief and loss. It's part of our human existence.
Yes. I agree wholeheartedly with you, and I appreciate you talking about the additional stage and so as we of grief and loss. And I appreciate that because as early on when I said everyone grieves differently. So you're exactly right. And these particular stages, they don't happen in any sequence, any particular order. There's a day that, you know, and I went through them. There was a day when I accepted it. And then down the road, you know, I would all of a sudden say, oh, darn it, I don't accept it.
Yeah. And you might have been angry.
You're right. You're right. So it wins and wins. The idea, again, is to let people know that this is normal. And I tell people, I get asked all the time, you know, well, when does grief end? And I say, you know, grief doesn't necessarily ever end. And it's because, like you just said it, you know, so eloquently, that there are times when you hear a song or you smell something or, you know, something comes on the TV and that person, the memory of that person comes up. So it's the idea, though, is that there are foundations and groups out there or people that can support you.
Yes.
That can be there for you and provide that maybe that shoulder or, again, provide that space where you can express your feelings.
In preparation of having this opportunity to speak with you further, Cassandra, about your foundation, I read that 7% of people experience complicated grief. Mm-hmm. And that for our listeners, those that are unfamiliar with complicated grief, that is an ongoing heightened state of mourning. That kind of continues on. And so for any of our listeners that may be experiencing this idea of complicated grief, I would encourage you to seek out someone that you trust and that you feel comfortable with, that you can go to and talk and have a cup of coffee with or a cup of tea, and share, you know, share with that person or persons things that are coming up for you. And you know, I like to reframe as a therapist, I find that it is helpful often to reframe a way of experiencing something, an event, an interaction, an experience, where we can make it positive, and where we are mourning and grieving over the loss of a loved one, the reverse to that would be celebrating the life and the spirit of the one that is no longer with us, and identifying how that individual impacted us in a meaningful, loving, and positive way. Mm-hmm. And just the power I feel associated with that is so moving in helping individuals think differently or even experience the loss differently in one's body. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that I feel like kind of ties into the vision that you created for the Neba L. Wright Foundation, mm-hmm. which is to implement a sustainable plan of action to ease mm-hmm. and support individuals' quality of life. Yeah. And I love that because it is wanting individuals to move in the direction again of experiencing joy and happiness in a safe way, mm-hmm. And helping them identify and have access to the tools one needs in order to make sense out of their loss and grief so that they can move forward and hopefully be happy again.
Yes, to feel healthy again, to have a sense of wholeness, And, you know, we know that that losing a loved one can cause just such a very, very deep void in your life. And I appreciate you talking about the complex or the complexities of grief and loss. And I tell people all the time, you know, we can suppress it, we can hide it, but it's going to come out one way or the other. And we know that sometimes it comes out in some negative ways, or even it will impact your health. And so, yes, you know, we want to be able to educate people about those things, things to look for, you know, when we're talking about the complexity of grief. What are some of the signs and symptoms, perhaps? And so being able to educate people. So, again, when you bring up the vision piece, is that, you know, quality of life. And it's so vital to me, you know, going back to, you know, earlier my experience in working in hospice, that quality of life is just it's just one of those things that I want to see for everyone, that they have the best quality of life that they can have.
Yes.
Even after the loss, before the loss, but certainly after the loss.
So, Cassandra, if mm-hmm. individuals would like to learn more about the Neba L. Wright Foundation and or potentially get involved with the work that mm-hmm. your foundation provides to the community, how would they go about that process?
Well, if they would like, they may go to our website, which is NebaWrightFoundation.org. That's NebaWright Foundation.org. And they can also reach out to me if I might be able to share this information. My telephone number, 702-812-7482. So I look forward to anyone that would, again, as you said, if they would like more information or if they would like to be involved, we would love to have people reach out to us.
Well, and again, I just want to thank you, Cassandra, for allowing me to be part of one of your events. And I hope to be able to offer more support to the foundation in the future and helping our community manage these feelings that are heavy for many of us. And, you know, I'm just inspired by the work that the foundation does. And so I just want to thank you for having the courage and the strength to honor your daughter by creating this foundation. So thank you, Cassandra. This is Dr. G from Great Minds Counseling and Wellness Center, and you're listening to It's Where I Am on 91.5 FM KUNV. Until next time, talk to you soon.